this up here. You pulled the title too.
I have this one next to me so I can look at it while we're
Oh,
talking. But I
very
guess I can see it just fine there too.
nice.
But
Yeah, very nice. So the title you said is What You Missed. So tell me a bit more about what you missed.
so my sister inspired this. And she was basically my mom when I was a kid because my parents had six kids. That's another weird thing about Appalachia is the obsession of having all of the children in the world. Like, there's so many families around here who have so many kids. But yeah, so like she basically raised me. She was my oldest sister. And she left Cambodia while we were in Cambodia, and she came back to America and became this entirely new person. And I don't know, it was very confusing for me to like lose that connection with her and come back and be like, wow, you're a whole new person, and have to like process that, and then her process that I was a different person, and then everything that happened. Like, my dad like ousted her, and then like I wasn't allowed to talk to her, and then I went out into the world and became who I am today, and then we reformed a connection. And she is like the most amazing and beautiful person ever, and she's experienced like so many different things than me, I guess, that were like equally painful and equally beautiful in the like process of that. And it's just been really amazing to get to know her. But this piece was more about the fact that like I will never understand what she's been through. Like, I'm never gonna understand what it means to be the oldest sibling who's taking care of five younger kids and three other foster siblings, who's like dealing firsthand with my dad's wrath and my mom's lack of communication and all of that. And like the friendships that she developed that I never even knew about. And there's like all these different pictures in here of like people sharing experiences. And I kind of wanted that to portray it, but also like these very abstract like shapes. I think there was like an engine that I put in here, like some scientific chart or something. Because she's also an incredibly smart person. Like, she's a genius. She's gotten her master's and she's a professional, famous photographer. Like, incredible human. Sorry, I love her so much. And I definitely put all of that into this piece because I was just thinking really hard about it. And I was like, you know, I want to dedicate a piece to her. So, yeah.
Very cool. And
Sorry.
so, how did you put this piece together? Because I'm seeing collage aspects, but then there's paint over some of the photos, and then photos over some of the paint. What was the process like for this?
It started out with the pink figure in the back. So it's kind of like somebody holding their hands up like this from behind. And I don't know if you can see the blue butt crack. I
Oh,
don't know if you can see it, but
yep,
that's
there
like kind of the form of a butt. And it was supposed to be somebody like dancing, you know, like in a free way. And then I kind of added some like shading to that. And then I added the photos after that. And I went through and I found photos that I felt like went with the vibe, or that I just thought struck me. And I put the one in the middle, of the girl dancing in the water, because I don't know. It just, first off, Tabitha is an amazing photographer. So it just felt right because I felt like she could have taken a photo like that. But also, like, I felt like that was supposed to represent her like inner child that she has learn to nurture and take care of and protect from the outside world. And I don't know. But yeah, and then after I put all of the pictures on there, I added more layers of paint, and then more layers of paint, and then glitter. And then I threw in the little dried piece off of my acrylic bottle. I don't know if you can see it on the nipple. Like the tip of my
Oh.
acrylic bottle, it just like peeled off, and I was like, huh, and I just
Oh,
threw it on there. I was like,
awesome.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she also taught me how to like be accepting of my body. And that was like another huge thing for me. And she was like, and I like in a very not weird way, she was like the first person that I ever saw that was comfortable naked. And I was like, wow, that's very inspirational to not be ashamed of the fact that you have nipples and boobs. And I don't know. And I love that. So
Very cool.
that's why I added that part.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, I really love this piece.